Into the Night by Suzanne Brockman, read by Deborah Hazlett. Disc 1.
Prologue. Afghanistan. Operation Enduring Freedom. Lieutenant Junior Grade Michael Muldoon held up his hand and signaled for his squad to stop. Dark took on an entirely new meaning on a moonless night in a desolate country, too poor and too war-torn for electricity. He sensed more than saw his men behind him, hugging the cold, rocky ground as intimately as he was. He moved his hand again. Listen. The sky overhead was worthy of a beach blanket and a bottle of wine, the Milky Way thick with the billions of stars he didn't have a prayer of seeing from his city apartment a half a world away. It was breathtakingly beautiful, but Muldoon had no time to give it more than a cursory glance as he focused all of his attention on the distant hum of a generator. Hoo-yah. It was always reassuring to know that they were, in fact, in the right place. The coordinates marking the main entrance of the cave on their map were correct. A map that was one of the somewhat dubious bonuses that came from the United States having helped build these allegedly indestructible compounds many years and several different political regimes ago. Not only did the SEALs have maps and specifications, but those maps were proving to be accurate. His men knew what they had to do, and when Muldoon gave the signal, they went silently to work. Their job tonight was to verify that the two known entrances to this cave were still where the map said they'd be, to verify coordinates for the bunker buster missiles that were scheduled to be launched from a Navy sub in less than 2 hours. The SEALs were to add additional explosives to various vulnerable points to give them